Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
We check in with the Chicago area's latest blast of wintry weather on schedule here and the latest on what's coming. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Bob Larson.
Jennifer, as you mentioned, snow now falling in the city. Started an hour or so ago over the southern suburbs. Will continue to spread north toward the Wisconsin line here over the next hour and a half. So where it's not yet snowing, will be fairly shortly. And so will then continue through much of the night. Won't take long for roads that can start out initially wet to become slushy, snow-covered, and slippery as we go through the night. The temperature drops below freezing. We expect a few inches worth of snow tonight. The snow will taper off toward daybreak. It'll become windy and sharply colder tomorrow. There'll be some lake-effect snow showers that will add a bit to tonight's snowfall total. All things considered, we look for a storm total of 3 to 6 inches to accumulate, and Arctic cold will follow the storm, dropping to near zero tomorrow night, even below zero tomorrow night across the suburbs. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson, News Radio 780, 105.9 FM.
There are new developments in the investigation of a hit and run in North Suburban Deerfield last Friday that seriously injured a 12-year-old boy with autism. WBBM's Jim Goodison with the update.
Jennifer, Deerfield police say they have recovered a vehicle and have talked with a person of interest in connection with the hit and run on Deerfield Road near Beverly Place that injured Chase Thompson as he was crossing the street. Police say the vehicle is being processed for evidence. Investigators say Chase got out of his family's home without their knowledge and ran into the street. Police say the driver of a dark-colored SUV hit Chase and kept going. Police say Chase remains at Lurie Children's Hospital, where he's being treated for serious injuries. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
County State's Attorney Kim Fox says her office is cooperating with Special Prosecutor Dan Webb, who has indicted actor Jussie Smollett on new charges, citing what police called a staged hate crime attack on himself. Fox.
We're continuing to avail ourselves to a review of how this case was handled. As I said from the very beginning, we welcome the non-political review, and that's ongoing.
Fox decided to drop the case against Smollett. That decision brought strong condemnation from the Chicago Police Union and some citizens. Fox won't speculate to the timing of the indictment. It comes some 5 weeks before the Democratic primary. Well, the state of Illinois giving a big boost to development of that sprawling, mostly vacant swath of land touted as Chicago's new 78, just across the river from the Amtrak Union Station yard. WBBM's political editor Craig Dunlamore with the story.
Governor Pritzker says he's releasing some $500 million in state capital funds for the 62-acre development along the south branch of the Chicago River, dubbed the 78. At a standing-room-only event, the governor said the money and hundreds of millions in private donations will usher in U of I's Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network.
We're creating and supporting nearly 50,000 new economy jobs in the next 10 years with an economic impact of $19 billion. And through the Illinois Innovation Network, DPI's success will radiate across the state to 15 hubs.
Developer Related Midwest is donating land for the DPI project in hopes that it will spark interest from other potential South Loop tenants. In the Loop, Craig Dunlamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Paramedics treated some freshman students at Curie High School after they apparently overdosed on laced granola bars and acted bizarre just before noon today. It's not yet known what the edible was laced with. Three students were taken to Mount Sinai and Stroger hospitals for evaluation.
It is Resurrection Day for the Maple Tree Inn restaurant.
We're all beyond thrilled. So I don't think any of us slept a whole lot last night because we're excited.
That's owner Eric Winberg reopening his New Orleans-themed restaurant in a new location in Homewood, his original location in Blue Island. That restaurant destroyed by fire some 18 months ago. He says the new Maple Tree Inn on South Dixie Highway has the same vibe as the old one, with mostly the same employees, many having been with the eatery for more than 10 years.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.